In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, October the 3rd. Good as always to have you along, everybody. If by some twist of business cycle fate, you are going to have a net operating loss of $916 million in a single year, and if, as the New York Times reported this weekend that Donald Trump did, you are going to claim that loss on your personal income tax returns, real estate is a pretty good business to be in. Speaking in Colorado this afternoon, Mr. Trump had this to say indirectly about the Times story.
I have brilliantly used those laws. I have often said on the campaign trail that I have a fiduciary responsibility to pay no more tax than is legally required, like anybody else. Or, put another way, to pay as little tax as legally possible.
First of all, that's not what fiduciary responsibility means, but that's an entirely different story. To the idea of paying as little tax as possible in the real estate business, though, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with Mr. Trump and the tax code.
If you are a real estate developer and you buy, say, a $100 million building, tax law allows you to depreciate it. Basically, put down when you file your taxes that it's worth less every year for decades.
Meaning you can take $100 million of losses over that period, even though the building is not actually going down in value.
Theodore Sato is a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Now, these losses, these artificial losses, Sato says, lower your overall tax bill if you happen to be in the real estate business.
You can use them to offset income from other sources, including your salary.
So even though your building is going up in value, the law allows you to pretend, magically, that it's going down if you are in the real estate business. But wait, there's more.
When you sell the building, you then are taxed, but at capital gains rates.
Capital gains rates, as in lower rates than your likely income. So for decades, you can shelter your income with losses that don't exist and then pay lower taxes when you sell. That is, if you sell.
The trick in real estate is not to sell if you can possibly avoid it.
Edward Kleinbart is a professor at USC's Gould School of Law.
What real estate professionals do is, rather than paying tax even at the preferential capital gains rate, what they can do is flip one real estate investment into another real estate investment without paying any tax as you go along.
They use special brokers to arrange the sale of the old property and use the profits to purchase the new. Now, you, if you sold your Apple stock and bought Microsoft, you'd have to pay taxes. And one more real estate-related advantage?
You can take cash out to finance your business, your lifestyle, by just going to a bank and borrowing against the collateral.
Both Kleinbart and Sato have an explanation for all these benefits, a very powerful real estate lobby. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.